Hey everybody, welcome back. You are listening to 한국어 전제 on TBS EFM 101.3 in Seoul and the surrounding areas. And you're hanging out with me, Kayla. And it's time for food talk. But I am not here alone. I gotta do this with the man, the master, the chef himself, Chef Matthew. Hi, Matt.
Howdy, howdy.
How's it going?
Great. Even though it's raining, it's still a great day.
Yeah, you know, I don't know about you guys here, but it has been raining all day in Seoul. It is just one of those, like, super changma days here mm-hmm. in Seoul.
But yeah.
I'm glad that Matt's here because we decided that this week we would kind of do something fun and we would kind of take a spin on some of these vegan foods that we've been talking about for the past, what, 2 weeks?
Yeah, here? Yeah. And, you know, the reason why we want to talk about it, too, is because today we're talking about Korean foods that are actually, like, naturally vegan mm-hmm. or can be made vegan with, like, a very small tweak.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So for everyone here who's listening in, I'm just curious if you guys eat some vegan foods, or maybe if you have a particularly favorite vegan food. If you do, send us a message in and maybe you'll be able to win a Vato's coupon. 네, 여러분, 그 가장 좋아하시는 비건 음식 무엇인가요? 그 샵1013으로 그 문자를 보내주시거나 뭐 인스타그램으로 뭐 해야 되지? 그냥 DM에도 보내주세요.
Why did I forget the word for DM? I would love to hear from you guys and you might be able to win that coupon.
But, today, you know, we've got these vegan foods, and I'm curious to see, like, how we're going to be able to kind of incorporate them into our daily lives here, because especially in days like today when you don't feel like necessarily cooking,
sure.
there are some really good vegan meals that mm-hmm. just kind of warm the soul. They're
right.
like the chicken soup for the soul sort
right.
of thing.
This is why, you know, despite it being the middle of July, we're both wearing hoodies right now. It's
yeah.
because it is cold and soggy outside. And sometimes you just want, like, a big steaming pot of something to just kind of warm you up from the inside, right?
Oh, yeah. It's so good. Like, it's just that little ball of warmth that mm. just spreads out across your whole body.
Yes.
I love that feeling.
And so if you want something hot, nothing better than hot pot or Korean jeonggol.
Oh, my gosh. Mm. You guys, jeonggol is like, oh, it's so good because it's like you said, it's literally hot pot.
Right, right.
And you kind of just eat. It's not the same as, like, what do I want to say? Those kind of dipping in it. 찍어 먹는 거 아니고. It's mm-hmm. just like you kind of eat it,
right.
it. What comes in there. But I always get kind of confused between 전골 and 찌개 and 국. Like, what
and
is...
And 찜.
Oh, and 찜.
And 탕.
Oh, yeah. Like,
no,
what is...
No, they're like... Okay, if you look this up online. So in researching this, like, you know, I look it up online. No one knows. It's a battlefield out there. And everyone is so convinced that they're right. So the big thing that you'll find is, like, the difference between, like, 찌개 and 국.
Okay.
And so some people will say, oh, it comes down to, like, a specific ratio of, like, solids to liquids. Others will say that, oh, it's a linguistic thing. I'll tell you this straight up. There is very little distinction, but they're kind of broad distinctions that you can make.
Okay, because, like, I really struggle with this, so please, like, help me in any way you can.
Okay, so here are some basic rules that not all dishes follow, but most.
Okay.
전골 is a hot pot, mm-hmm. which means that it's usually cooked at the table
yep.
and is usually shared.
Mm-hmm.
And there's usually relatively little broth compared to how much solids there are in there. So it's like basically it's a one-pot meal.
Okay, mm-hmm. so it's less broth, more goodies.
Right.
And it's cooked there. But I have one that I feel like you're going to have to explain this then. Things like my favorite, 부대찌개.
Right! I know, I'm completely with you on that one.
Oh my gosh, I nearly threw my headphones across the room. 부대찌개, which is my favorite
찌개. Should be 찌개. A 전골.
It's a 전골!
But you know what? What about 찜닭? Also should be a 전골. And
yes!
해물찜.
Oh my gosh!
All these things.
찜닭. Okay, so we're having a meltdown here for those who are watching the 보이는 radio. So 부대찌개 is a 찌개.
Right.
But it is one of those things that doesn't have a lot of broth, at least the places I have.
Yes.
And we just load it up with, you know, sausages, hot dogs, kimchi, mm-hmm. 콩. Like, what
Cheese.
Else is there?
Cheese,
tofu,
right.
고구마, like ramen. You can put anything in it. And it's just this boiling pot. And you cook it in front of you. That is 전골, in my
전골,
opinion.
Right.
Oh, you guys.
Right. So, like I said, it gets messy. And then 찌개 generally is, I think, what you'd more equate with, like, a Western-style stew.
Yeah.
Right. A little bit thicker. It's not super thick, like you imagine, like, a beef stew to be.
Yeah.
Like, the broth generally won't coat a spoon unless if you're talking about something like 비지찌개 or, like, 청국장. And then 국. Here's a big one, though. This is that 국 generally tends to be like you have your own serving. You generally don't tend to share a kuk.
Yes.
At the table.
Yes, that's so true.
It's much more brothy.
You order like your own and it comes out in those little pots a lot of the time. And like for me, I love sundubu jjigae.
Right, right.
Like, oh, sundubu jjigae is just, it's that tofu and it's so good. And that to me fits the jjigae stereotype, which is the lots of broth, kind of stewy, you know, and it's my personal serving usually.
No, see, jjigae, like I'm talking about more of a home situation.
Oh, this is home.
Right. Yes. Okay. So this is, again, it gets kind of complicated because you generally, or sometimes you will get like a shared jjigae if you get it as part of like a shiksa.
That's
so
true.
Sometimes you'll get like a jjigae for the table.
There's
but you generally never get a kuk for the table.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Yes. I can't think. Okay. So yeah, 된장국, yeah, 순두부국. Yeah. Normally I don't. That's true. This is the problem, you guys, everyone. There's so much overlap here that we could argue it until we're blue in the face. But like, let's take a look at some of these comments we got in here. So Ren J. Winnie says, my biggest regret is not eating before food talk. Matt, I have to say that because of you, during the rest of the week, whenever I talk about food, I get very descriptive because, and I think it's your fault.
I'll take the blame for that one. You know what? I just look at myself. I'm just stimulating global economies by making people go out.
I love it. Now, Hwang Hugs here says, are French fries vegan food?
Most of the times, yes. Most of the times, yes. However, you have to look out for that one major fast food chain.
Yes.
You know, the one with the big, you know.
Yes, yeah, there's a very big,
big
famous thing. One.
Yeah, yeah. So that one in certain markets, it does use beef extract in their French fries. But by and large, French fries are generally vegan. They're good to go. Same with ketchup.
That's good to hear. Now, we did get a comment, a message in from 1807님. Oh, this is my first time reading, so let's take a look. It says, 한국에서는 비건 푸드라고 말하면 다들 되게 생소한 문화라고 느끼는 것 같은데 생각해보면 떡볶이 같은 한국 음식 또 뭐 나름 되게 비건 푸드인 것 같아요. 죄의 음식이라고 해도 될 것 같아요. I think that's probably true that like 떡볶이, we've talked about this, can be like made vegan.
As long as there's like 멸치in the, what is it, in the yuksu that goes into it, or if they don't use any of those kind of like animal product like concentrates, like, you know, like a beef concentrate or chicken concentrate, then it can absolutely be vegan. You just take out the 어묵.
네네. 그래서 그렇게 그냥 멸치나 그런 거 들어가지 않으면 괜찮을 것 같아요. 문자 보내주셔서 감사합니다. Thank you. 우리 마토스 쿠폰 보내드릴게요. Thank you, thank you. Oh, we got another comment in here. It's from 4595. It says, I tried vegan food because of my vegan friend and went to this place called Cafe in Itaewon. I had an avocado burger and it was great. I know this cafe. I cannot say the name, but I know the cafe that's there.
You know, it's funny. She wrote like star cafe, so it looks like we're censoring a swear word.
I know it does. I can't say the name of it, but I do know this cafe. I was just there this morning and it is delicious. Their vegan burgers are out of this world. So that's what we mean. If you look, you can find delicious food all around Seoul, but especially Itaewon is very well known for it. Mm-hmm. I got another message in here from 1340님. Oh, this one too. First time seeing it. Let's see. It says, 감자랑 콜리플라워 완두콩이 가득 들어있는 인도 음식 카레. Oh, curry. Here, 알루고비? What is alugobi?
Alugobi, or sometimes people call it golia, gobi alu. It's like kind of like a drier, Indian dish. It's not like it's usually not a very like runny curry. But yeah, it's peas, potatoes and cauliflower. It's absolutely delicious. It's packed with flavors. One of my favorites, actually.
Ooh, alugobi 처음 들어봤는데 다음에는 제가 인도 식당 뭐 가보면 제가 꼭 먹어볼게요. 네, 제가 제일 좋아하는 비건 음식이에요. 그리고 또 모두가 사랑하는 감자튀김이에요. 감자는 언제나 맛있어요. 인정, 인정. Absolutely. I love that 튀김. 근데 요즘에는 제가 다이어트하고 있어서 튀김 좀 피하고 있습니다. I'm trying to avoid like the plague. 참 재밌는 문자 보내주셔서 정말 감사합니다. 빠토스 쿠폰 보내드릴게요. Thank you, thank you. Now, here, we do have a ton of foods that we can go through here. So I feel like we got to get back to this 전골 here. What all goes into 전골? I feel like you can kind of have a lot that goes into them.
I mean, it's great because this is, like I said, a one-pot meal. And it's great to feed an entire family, especially if you're trying to do something quickly. It's mostly chopping.
Okay.
So it's basically, it's two parts. You have your foods that you're simmering, and then you have your broth. Mm-hmm. And so today I want to talk about Pasat Jeonggol, a mushroom hot pot.
Oh my gosh, I love mushrooms. This is so exciting.
And this is great because there, you know, our listeners all around the world can make this just because, again, we have those kind of basic Korean, kitchen staples. And then you have these ingredients that are available all around the world, namely mushrooms. And the great thing about this is that you can make them with any type of mushroom. I was racking my brain for this with this one. I don't think there's a single mushroom I can think of that wouldn't go well in here that you would normally cook and eat. Medicinal mushrooms aside, you know, the really hard ones that you can't really, that you really can't chew through.
Yeah.
So it's basically that. It's your vegetables. So in Korea, you'll use things like nutari basot, so like black oyster mushrooms, mogi basot, the wood ear mushrooms, sejongi basot, the king oyster mushrooms, all sorts of types. Pyogo, which are my favorite. They're really fragrant. And so you have all these, plus some other vegetables. Usually they take the form of like yangpa, onion, daepa, big green onion, and then some ehobak, which is like a Korean version of zucchini. It's not quite the same thing. It's a little bit sweeter. But if you have zucchini, use zucchini.
Absolutely.
And then maybe some carrots. And then you have, so get all those chopped up. Nice bite-sized pieces. Then you're going to make your broth. Again, super simple. Here's a pro tip. Take all of your trim from your mushrooms, so all those woody ends that you slice right off, and that will make a wonderful broth for you. And if you don't, if you're running low on them, or if you're using types that don't have to be trimmed that much, you can put some dried mushrooms in there, like malin pyogo basot.
Oh my goodness, you guys, this is so delicious. I can't even stop talking about like my love of mushrooms knows no bounds here. I would choose to have a mushroom burger over an actual burger some days. That's not a joke. I love it that much.
And here's the weird thing about mushrooms. If you were told from like a baby that mushroom was meat and you grew up, I would have no problem believing that this came from an animal just because it is so meaty. It doesn't have that vegetable texture.
It's very rich and you can do a lot with it. Oh, actually, we got some really fun comments in here. First of all, from 4595. Hi again. It says, my vegan friend actually loved tteokbokki, but she couldn't eat because it's spicy.
That is true.
It is a thing that we'll have to go through. But jeonggol itself, can it be spicy?
So the recipe I'm about to tell you today is a little bit spicy, but if you really can't handle heat at all, there's a purely ganjang soy sauce-based version as well.
Perfect. And then we also have a message in here from 9497. I'm blushing right now. It says, hi, I'm Romy. Hi, Romy. It says, I know the vegan restaurant in Itaewon you are talking about. I was there yesterday too. Ah. Woo! We're all fans of this place here.
It's good.
Vegans unite, right? Thank you so much for the comment, Romy. Now let's get into this because I kind of want to see if I can maybe attempt this at home. If you guys do attempt any sort of jeonggol at your house, you follow Matt's recipe, send me a picture. I would love to see any pictures of what you guys have to make.
Yeah, like I said, super simple. So you're going to take a pot. And the thing about a jeonggol pot, it's always much wider than it is tall. It's very shallow, but wide. Great for sharing.
Oh, I love that.
So right in here, you're going to make your broth. And it's going to be, like I said, your mushroom stems or your dried mushrooms, your dashima, your giant kelp. It brings that those glutamates to the party. Again, meatiness, water, 된장, fermented soybean paste, gochujang, fermented chili paste, gochugaru, the red pepper flake. And those bring a different type of heat, each of them. Sugar and gukganjang. So it's that type of ganjang that I was telling you about that's a little bit cleaner, a little bit more simple, perfect for something like this. And then a big heap of minced garlic.
Yes, give me the garlic. I will breathe all over you guys after I'm done eating it.
Okay, so you got all those ingredients, right?
Mm-hmm.
Put them in your jeonggol pot. Let it simmer for about 10 to 15 minutes. Fish out your dashima and your mushroom pieces. And then you're just going to arrange all of your ingredients nicely. You know, take your mushrooms, take these mushrooms, put into a little pile here, the next type, little pile there. Onions, you just make a nice arrangement out of it. And then you're ready to go. You're ready to serve. All you have to do is just boil it again at the table, and then you all share it together.
Oh my gosh, you guys, it's like interior decorating for your food. All you have to do is decorate the top of it and then let it simmer some more and you're done. Bada boom, bada bing.
Right, it's basically like, it's the food equivalent of those little toy bricks that you play with, right? You can just make anything out of them, an infinite configuration of what you can have in a jeonggor and easily made vegan.
Okay, so I feel like this should be the challenge that we give for our genie listeners here. Mm. If you guys make this jeonggor here, and you don't have to exactly copy every single vegetable, it's kind of what you want to make. Make your own version. Send me a picture. I really want to see your guys' attempt at all these jeonggors here. That would be so cool to see. And Hyunji Choi says, 육수를 먼저 내고. Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah. So that's kind of how we are like handling it here. Even Hyunji Choi is learning something
right,
from the show.
So you do. So you start with your broth. And then again, if you really want to make a one pot, do it in your nimbi, in your jeonggor nimbi. And then you can just pick out the solid bits that you don't want to eat later.
There's your guru tip, everybody. Mm-hmm. There's your pro tip here from Matt. But, you know, I feel like before we go, we have time to cover one more little thing here. And that's probably one of the easier things to make as well.
Yes.
And this one here are the chons, right?
Right, chon.
Oh, I love chon. I know I say this about every food because I'm a foodie. I love this, I love that, but I do. Mm. I love them. What is chon for everyone?
Okay, so this is going to be another kind of like tricky thing because chon can really mean two different things here in Korea, but they're really the same thing. I'll fill you in why.
Mm-hmm.
So the chon we're talking about today are those Korean savory pancakes. Mm. And I'd say at this point, they're pretty world famous. Sometimes they have kimchi in them. Sometimes they have seafood. The one we're going to be talking about today is vegan. So we're doing a pajeon, a green onion pancake. However, you know the other type of chon, right? The type you eat around the holidays, where it's just like little bite-sized pieces of meat, fish, or vegetables that are pan-fried.
Yeah, exactly.
So why are both of these dishes called chon?
That's okay. That now I've never thought of that. Why? I don't know.
So this was killing me a while ago. So I finally did some deep digging and I figured it out.
Okay.
So what both of these things have in common is a flour-based food that's cooked shallow fried in oil.
Uh-huh.
And that's what really ties the two together.
Oh, so it's the style of cooking
as well as
the kind of ingredient that goes into it there.
Right, so jeon, you know, so that's why you can have anything from, say, like a nokdujeon to like a pajeon to like something like a daegujeon, like a cod, like little cod, fritters that you eat. What they all have in common, essentially, is like a flour-based batter that's cooked in oil.
And these all qualify as jeons here. Well, even Hyunji Choi here says, 비 오는 날엔 막걸리와 런전. Get out of here. All these adegegus. Oh my gosh. I'm going to have to tell Renjun this one later. He's going to die. That's hilarious. And Kim Shiyun here says, 와, 저 오늘 애호박 넣어서 감자 좀 먹었어요.
Ooh.
This was one that I wanted to get to here in a little bit because we're talking about 파전.
Mm-hmm.
But I honestly don't eat 파전 that much.
Okay.
I eat 감자전.
Oh,
and
so
I'm big on the potatoes.
Right.
I love the carbs, you guys. And so, like, the 감자전, would that still be considered vegan?
Yes.
Okay.
So your basic 감자전. Again, if you're going out to eat and you're concerned, then definitely ask to see if there are any kind of, like, animal products in there. But, like, your basic straightforward recipe is vegan. And really, at the heart of it, you can make 감자전 with just potato.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of the times when you're making it on your own, you'll use, like, you know, you'll either use some, like, potato starch from a packet.
Yeah.
But if you really want to go old school and you're willing to kind of like, you know, give yourself arthritis by all the grating, what you can do is you grate a potato and then you squeeze all the water out of it and then let that water settle and you'll have natural potato starch that comes out of your own potato and you mix it all together. That potato kind of helps bind it all, but you're getting rid of the water to keep it from going mushy. But the 감자전 is also one of my favorites, but It's such a hassle to make, so I generally go out and eat that one.
That would make sense. Now, we don't have much time left, but if you were to say, like, the fastest way to make some chon here, what could you kind of boil it down to?
Right. So the great thing about chon is that if you're doing it, you can make it completely vegan while staying traditional. A lot of recipes will use egg, but here's the thing. A lot of recipes don't, and the one that we use won't be using egg. It uses potato starch instead.
Mm.
And that fills in for the egg because it kind of gives it the crispiness that the white would give it, and then it also gives it a little bit of the chewiness that the yolk would give it. So all you need to do to make your batter is mix together flour, potato starch, ice cold water, and this is key. This helps keep it nice and light. And then a little bit of vegetable oil in the batter. You want to mix that in with your ingredients or your inclusions. Sometimes, though, people will put that in the pan. And then here's the real key. Fry it in more oil than you think you need. I'm talking about like a good half a centimeter in the pan.
Like bathe it. Bathe it in oil.
So this is how you know you don't have enough oil. You do it and you have like these very pale patches and these burnt patches. That's what you get with not enough oil. But if you get that oil nice and hot and you use enough of it, most of it doesn't go in the food. As long as you're cooking it nice and hot, it's just basically, it's just going to be on the outside and it's going to drain right off after you're done.
Perfect. We've got all the good tips from Matthew. He gives us all those pro chef tips that I definitely did not know. So this is helpful for me. Thank you so much, Matt, for being here.
Always a pleasure.
And thank you guys as well for tuning in to our, for 한국어 천재 today. But that's all the time we have today. This was 한국어 천재. I'm Kayla. I'll see you guys tomorrow. And let's take it out on with a great person here, Stevie Wonder. Wonder, we can work it out. Try to see things my way. Do I have